Self-harm. Self-harm is defined as any act which someone does to intentionally hurt or harm themselves. This may involve hurting themselves by cutting, burning their skin, scratching, or picking their skin or hitting themselves. They may cause harm to themselves by eating too much or too little, or drinking alcohol or taking drugs. Following a sexual assault, some people may start to self-harm, or if they already self-harm, it might get worse. Self-harm, also known as self-injury, is used for a number of reasons. It may be used to cope with strong feelings that may feel overwhelming and unmanageable. It may be used to punish oneself, to turn emotional pain into physical pain, or to stop feeling numb and disconnected. Ways to help. In the longer term, you may need support from a therapist or specialist professional to help you manage your self-harm. You can talk to your GP confidentially about accessing support with this. When you have that overwhelming urge to harm yourself, it can be difficult to think of any other way out of those thoughts other than to act upon them. However, there are some ways that you might find helpful in the short term. Distractions can be helpful. The following are some examples of things to try. Scream into a pillow or squeeze a stress ball. Jump up and down or do a workout. Meditate or do some breathing exercises. Make lots of noise or listen to music. Do something creative or write in a journal. You may also find it helpful to visit a self-help website for distraction.